Ask any mermaid you happen to see, what's the best tuna chicken of the sea?
This is Robert Berry, and welcome to Retro Crush, the podcast, episode 27. Hope you're doing well. 27 episodes here. Pretty amazing by some standards, but not amazing by others. Yet, stupid to talk about, regardless of how you measure it. Hey, I'm going to start right away with a couple emails that I got. This first one here from somebody named Lynn Ann is probably one of the spookiest emails I've ever received. Here it is. It says, I have a strange question for you. I'm a preschool teacher, and we have a three-year-old who may or may not have seen something he shouldn't have, and I'm trying to find out if there's a movie like he's describing. Well, when I first read that part there, I'm thinking like, wow, is this kid like molested or abused or something here? This is like quite a downer email to get. So I read on and it says, we had, and had's in quotes there, a white baby doll with very blonde hair that stuck out some. She had very deep blue eyes, almost purple. The three-year-old today said he was afraid of the eyes. He kept watching it. I tried to ask why, and all he said was the baby would growl at him and hurt him, especially when the eyes were purple. He kept commenting on the eyes turning purple and the baby growling. We don't know if he had a nightmare or if he saw a movie that had something similar to what I've described. I hope you can help me, and I'd appreciate any info you can give me so I can help this young boy. Good Lord! I couldn't sleep after reading that email. Well, I couldn't think of any movie that had a scene like that, except maybe for the second Care Bears film. So if any of you folks out there know what the hell she's talking about, email me at rberry@retrocrush.com and see what we can find out. And I guess I think it was episode 14 that you could look up where we read a lot of the Juggalo, the Insane Clown Posse fans called Juggalos hate mail. I actually got a new one, and it's just pretty much your typical intellectual musing from a Juggalo here. It says, this was called Hey Fuck You was the subject line, and it reads, you wanna diss us? You wanna diss the fucking Juggalos? You must wanna die, cause you just don't fucking get it, little bitch ass. Come like these Juggalo painted balls, punk ass motherfucko. I'm not quite even sure what that means. Come like these Juggalo painted balls. So I guess they must come a special way. But hey, keep that Juggalo hate mail coming. We sure love reading it here. Yeah, I'm pretty excited because tomorrow, I hate talking about interviews before they actually happen because it seems like I end up jinxing them here. But tomorrow morning, I'm going to be interviewing George Romero. They're promoting the Land of the Dead DVD, and I'm just so excited to be able to talk to George here. He's directed Night of the Living Dead, Dawn of the Dead, and just a ton of other great films. And they actually, I'm really impressed. They must have some good faith behind this DVD because they sent it out almost 3 weeks early to the press to take a view at, and there's just so many cool extra features on here. There's like that one of them has a Day with the Living Dead. From First Call to Rap star John Leguizamo takes you on a humorous personal tour through an entire working day. There's tons of deleted scenes, a feature-length commentary by George Romero. There's a section here called When Sean Met George. If you ever saw the movie Shaun of the Dead, the two stars from this film have a very brief cameo in it, and there's a special about that appearance. It stars from the cult hit Shaun of the Dead, Simon Pegg and Edgar Wright, have some ghoulish fun with the cast and crew during their cameos. So, yeah, I'm trying to think of, you know, the kind of questions I want to ask George. He's been asked probably the same question so many times, you know, and even some of the newer ones, like, what do you think of the zombies that can run in the new Dawn of the Dead movie, and are you mad that you don't own the rights to Night of the Living Dead anymore? And so I was thinking of asking him how well he thinks Bush and FEMA could handle a zombie outbreak if it were to happen today. And the other thing I want to explore with him is the fact that in every one of his zombies movies, the zombies evolve somewhat. You know, the first one, they're just pretty much mindless flesh eaters. The second one, Dawn of the Dead, it's shown that they flock to the mall because that was something they kind of knew in their previous life. And Day of the Dead, which is my least favorite of those three, deals in an underground bunker with a lot of military experiments, and one of the zombies at the end learns to shoot a pistol. And so the most recent from this year, Land of the Dead, it goes a step further, and the zombies not only kind of have habits and instincts doing what they did from a previous life, but can learn to use weapons, get out of situations, and then they actually use a little bit of reasoning and some thinking here, so it makes him a lot more formidable. So what I want to ask him is, do you think we'll ever see a point where zombie sex actually happens? That most base instinct of all mankind, does that ever emerge in death, and what sort of ramifications that brings out? I think the whole idea of zombies is so fascinating. One of them being, you know, if zombies were to really come to be in this world, what would that do to religion and the way that we view God? I mean, if you see your loved ones that had just died a week ago suddenly walking the earth again and eating human flesh, what does that say about the afterlife? You know, why would you want to live a good life when your only reward is going to be to walk around with your eyes glazed over and munching on people? Actually, if that were my reward, I'd want to take advantage of that right now, because that sounds like a pretty cool deal. Well, enough of this deep philosophy. Let me play a few fun things for you here. First off, I've got this great video clip, and this came from somebody named Steve, who writes, "Hey man, for starters, there's no other site that comes close to the cool amount of things on Retro Crush. Here's a video. I don't know if you have it, but I think it's worthy of your site. Take care, Steve M. from Hayward, California." Hey, I spent most of my life growing up in Hayward, California there, so a fellow homeboy, and he didn't even know it. But this audio you're going to hear is from a video that was released by Mr. T, I believe back in 82 to 85. I don't remember the exact date, but it was from a video, an album that he put out called Be Somebody or Be Somebody's Fool. And I'm lucky enough, one of my prized possessions, like if I had a fire, one of the 10 things I'd get out of my house, I guess after my children, would be this LP I've got. It's a picture disc of this album, and it's autographed in person. I met Mr. T at a comic book convention back in 92, and it's this great yellow album with Mr. T in the middle, and it's got all these pictures around him, like a grid report card picture, and growing plants, and music, and a heart, and getting a blue ribbon, and all those good things are in blue circles, and then it's got all these red slash circles for the bad things, like cigarettes, marijuana, cocaine, and one of them's PCP, because, you know, kids of the 80s were totally doing PCP like crazy. But this clip you're going to hear is from a video from that called Treat Your Mama Right. And to kind of paint the picture here, what you're going to hear is there's this little black boy who's maybe 10 years old and this big fat white girl, and they're insulting each other. Horrible insults, fat jokes, skinny jokes, and And then one of them whips out a Your Mama joke. And then Mr. T steps in and lets them know that it's not right to make fun of mothers. But yet he's in the background watching them make fun of each other about being fat. That's okay. But anyway, check this out. It's pretty surreal. It's Mr. T and the Mr. T Singers with Treat Your Mama Right.
12? You couldn't be more than 5.
You're so fat they have to jack you up to take off your shoes.
Yeah, well, you're so skinny your eyes are in single file.
Well, you're so ugly, your ears stick out to get away from your face.
Well, your mama is
Hold it, wait a minute, wait a minute. Don't bring anyone mother into this. She ain't here. If it wasn't for your mother, you wouldn't be here. So remember, when you put down one mother, you put down mothers all over the world.
That video is as good to watch as it is to hear. And if you'd like to see it, I don't want to put it up on the webpage because it's a little bit big. And with as many people as we got visiting our site on Halloween here, this whole October month, we have such insane traffic that if I put this big video file on there, it would probably kill my bandwidth bill for the month. But go ahead and email me, and I'd be happy to send you the link for it. Directly. So it's rbarry@retrocrush.com. And if you ever forget the email address, just go to retrocrush.com and there's an email link right at the top of the page. I hate to sound like a broken record, but I just wanted to thank everybody again for voting for this podcast on Podcast Alley. We got some of the technical difficulties of voting for our site worked out. Our site was spelled incorrectly there, so it was really hard to find. But if you go to Podcast Alley and just take a quick 10 seconds to search for Retro Crush, and then just give us a vote, and you can leave a comment. That'd be great. I'm just so impressed. There's over 7,000 podcasts on there, and we are in the top 20. And that's just after being out for less than 2 months. So it's really impressive, and I really thank you guys for all the feedback and emails and everything we're getting, getting suggestions of things to put on the podcast. Just really want to make it fun for you guys there. Yeah, I wanted to tell you a little bit about this great toy I got in the mail. There's a company called ThinkGeek that sells a bunch of neat little high-tech gizmos, and I got this keychain from them with this little remote control on it, and it's called TV Be Gone. And what's great about this thing is you can point it at any television and press the button. And what it does is it goes through very quickly 200 different codes that turn off televisions or turn them on. So it's a power off remote control key. And you can imagine what you could do with this. I mean, of course, you could turn your own TV on and off with it. But if you're at a restaurant with a TV right above you that's blaring something, you could just discreetly turn it off and they won't know how it happened. I've gone to the grocery store and done this as well. They've got TVs all over the place at the Albertsons that I shop at, and it's just ridiculous to see all these televisions everywhere blaring commercials at you while you're shopping. And but some of the more fun things that I've done with it have been I saw a salesman showing off some televisions at a Radio Shack, and I was able to turn some of them off while he was showing them, and you could just do this so discreetly they can't even see where it came from. I was at Target, and a kid was playing some video game on an Xbox, and I turned his TV off right in the middle of it, and he was looking around like, what happened? He was getting kind of upset. And just Monday night, I was walking by a Radio Shack after hours, after I was leaving a grocery store, and they have all these televisions in there. They were closed, and they were turned off. But I was able to actually turn on their televisions from outside their window and kind of watch a little bit of the end of Monday Night Football there. So, you know, if you're a jerk that likes to do stuff like that like I do, you might want to check that out. ThinkGeek.com has those available, and they're a lot of fun. Over at thesneeze.com, run by a good friend, Steve there, he's just got the most revolting feature I've seen on his site in quite some time. He's got this regular series of articles he does called Steve Don't Eat It, where he eats disgusting things. And they're all legitimate food products, mind you, so it might be something like pig's knuckles, things of that nature. Well, the latest one is a can of silkworm pupas. And it's as disgusting as it sounds. They're like these little silkworms packed in oil, and it's the little shells that the silkworms grow out of, so it looks like little caterpillar chrysalis is there. And it's just utterly revolting. I mean, it's certainly the kind of thing you want to email your friends to gross them out. He shows pictures of them, and some of them cut open, and just describes in disgusting detail how these are to listen to this here. He says, with pinky extended, I chose an extra pupae one and popped it in my mouth. The silkworm pupas didn't have a strong flavor. In fact, they had a somewhat familiar flavor of bad canned peas, with just a hint of mildew. Overall, not terrible. But what caught me off guard was the crunchy cocoon. Silk my ass. This was like chewing on tiny bones. The good news is, I was immediately distracted by the unexpected squirt of briny liquid that shot into my mouth. A little heads up would have been nice. Am I right, ladies? And there's tons more there. So go to thesneeze.com. I think that's the current front page story there. And prepare to be disgusted. Now, apparently you guys are gluttons for punishment as I continue to butcher theme songs from classic television is sung by myself here. I continue to get requests for more of them. Well, we did Golden Girls, I believe it was last episode, and I got a request to do, well, let me just read the email. It's, Robert, this is crazy. This is from somebody named Christopher Vitti, V-I-T-I, and he says, could you give the theme song to Family Ties a try? That's one of my favorite theme songs as well. In fact, when I liked watching that show, Michael Gross's beard always really scared me. So if you could sing this song, it might help ease the pain. Well, that's kind of creepy. Well, okay, I'll give it a try here. I bet we've been together for a million years, and I'll bet we'll be together for a million more. Oh, it's like I started breathing on the night we kissed, and I can't remember what I ever did before. What would we do, baby, without us? What would we do, baby, without us? And there ain't no nothing we can't love each other through. What would we do, baby, without us? Sha-la-la-la. Wow, that makes me feel kind of special. Hey, here's another show that's not on DVD yet that should be. That was sure a good show. It's not on DVD. What are you guys thinking there, NBC? Hey, some things that are on DVD. I got a great box from HBO Warner Home Video today. I have a bunch of junk to review and give away. So stay tuned. We're going to be giving some of the stuff away in a couple episodes in the future here. We got The Outsiders, the complete novel. It's a two-disc special edition of Francis Ford Coppola's Outsiders movie. And just a ton of stuff on here. They added 22 minutes of footage to it. It's fully restored, a new soundtrack. It's got a making of documentary. The casting of The Outsiders has never before seen screen tests and auditions. 7 different cast members will read selections from the book. A thing about the author, S.E. Hinton, on location in Tulsa. And the trailer. This movie pretty much had every major male star from the 80s get their start in this film. You had Patrick Swayze, Matt Dillon, Rob Lowe, Emilio Estevez, Ralph Macchio, C. Thomas Howell, and Tom Cruise, before he got his teeth all fixed up there. So, kind of funny. C. Thomas Howell hasn't been too busy. It's kind of funny. He was the star of this film, and he's probably busy hoping for a sequel to Soul Man at this point. But anyway, quite a cast in that film. We also got some DVDs of the Justice League Unlimited from the Cartoon Network there, and the new Batman animated series as well. So, and there's a lot of great stuff coming. In fact, one of the things I'm really looking forward to is a triple disc superset of The Wizard of Oz. And the extras on this thing are incredible. It's got all of the cutout footage that you've seen on specials here and there. It's got, I think, 4 different silent films of different Wizard of Oz topics that were from the 20s even, that predate the MGM film by more than 10 years. So a lot of great stuff for film buffs coming out soon for the holiday season. And of course, the thing I'm most looking forward to is in November, the special King Kong 1933 edition is coming out on DVD. It's never been on DVD before, and they're finally releasing it with just a ton of extra things as well. In fact, Peter Jackson, big King Kong fan, obviously his King Kong remake is coming out later this year, has actually filmed a recreation of a famous scene that has been cut out and lost from the original, where after Kong shaking them off that big log and they fall into the ravine, the original print of the film had a scene where these spiders came out and it would eat up the people that fell down there. And I guess that was viewed as too horrific when they first test screened it. So it got cut out and it was just lost forever after that. So Peter Jackson's actually going to recreate that. So it'll be kind of neat to see how he thinks that should look there. Well, that's about all the time we have for right now. I hope you guys have a good day. And may all your days be Retro Crush days. I need a bitter...
People, let me tell you about my best friend. He's a warm-hearted person. You love me till the end. People, let me tell you about my best friend.